This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity and Business Update for September 10th, 2021. Here are the 8 stories we're following this morning. First, COVID deaths rose yesterday to 3,200. That's the highest number in a long time, with a 7-day average increasing to 1,579. Hospitalizations also rose to 96,000, and cases rose to 170,000 yesterday, but the 7-day average was at 147,000. The rising hospitalization number means that deaths will probably follow as well. Read more about COVID-19 at Becker's Healthcare. Second, President Biden proposed several steps that require more vaccinations. Here are 3 of them. For example, employers with 100 workers or more must mandate vaccinations or regular testing. Also, any healthcare setting which takes federal money must mandate vaccinations. Finally, all federal employees must be vaccinated. Third story we're following today, Treasury yields rose a little bit overnight to end the week opening close to 1.33 today. The start this morning there. Stock futures were also on the upswing this morning. We'll see if that holds. We'll see. Fourth story, Morgan Stanley's chief investment officer, Lisa Shalit, says to expect a 10 to 15% stock market correction by the end of the year. MoneyWise reported that Morgan Stanley warns of a 15% plunge before year end. Other stories, a couple of these are just really intended to highlight the amount of money in digital everything and software as a service. Blackstone's investing $900 million Blackstone's investing in SaaS firm Dynamo, valuing the firm at $900 million. A much bigger number, there's a cloud software firm in Databricks, and none of us was not familiar at all, that is valued at $38 billion in this latest VC round. Amazon, Microsoft, and Google are all investors, but $38 billion valuation. BuzzFeed, a digital media company going public, sees revenues jump 51%. And second quarter revenues were just great at almost $90 million. Finally, last thing I'll note, thrilled to see last night, great overnight numbers for the Scott Becker Private Equity and Business Podcast. Listen wherever you listen to podcast. Short business updates plus great PE interviews. A special thanks to Mugarwood's colleagues, Holly Buckley, Amber Wall, David Pivnik, Bart Walker, Jeff Cockrell, for always appearing, and to brilliant leaders at RSM, Rick Kess and Matt Wolf, who also are regular weekly guests and just brilliant insights on the private equity business. Those are the stories we're following this morning. Thank you very much for listening to us.